country still on a high from historic visit of United States President Barack Obama, and Prime Minister Simpson Miller leads Jamaica's delegation to the Summit of the Americas in Panama. All this and more in today's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Excitement reached fever pitch last week as Jamaica successfully hosted the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, from April 8 to 9. It was the second time since independence that a sitting U.S. president visited the country. President Obama, who arrived at the Norman Manley International Airport on April 8, was in Jamaica ahead of his participation in the 7th Summit of the Americas in Panama. The president expressed pleasure at being in Jamaica, noting that the two nations share a close bond.
There is a long history between our two peoples. It is not just a deep friendship between states, but it is also a family bond that exists, as represented by the many Americans who come here to visit and enjoy Jamaican hospitality, but also the extraordinary Jamaican-American community that has done so much to contribute to the growth and development of our country.
And Prime Minister Simpson Miller told President Obama that many Jamaicans had been anticipating his visit.
You might not know, but you are very loved in this country. Last night while I was getting back home, people had lined the street. And they really thought that you would be driving last night.
President Obama's visit comes 33 years after the visit of President Ronald Reagan from April 7 to 8 in 1982. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller left the island last week to participate in the 7th Summit of the Americas in Panama City from April 10 to 11. Mrs. Simpson Miller, who returned on Sunday, April 12, was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs, Senator A.J. Nicholson, Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, Onika Miller, and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Ambassador Paul Robotham. At the summit, heads of state and government of the Caribbean, Central America, South America, and North America discussed policy issues common to the region. Cuba participated in the event for the first time. Prior to departing the island, the Prime Minister also held bilateral talks with President of the United States, Barack Obama, at Jamaica House on April 9. Matters pertaining to energy and Jamaica's extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, were among the highlights of the meeting. President Obama expressed support for Jamaica's ongoing economic reform program, as well as efforts to strengthen governance and the rule of law. He also signaled his commitment to bringing cheaper and cleaner energy to the Caribbean region.
One area that we've spent a lot of time focusing on, and we'll discuss further with the other CARICOM leaders, is the area of energy, where oftentimes people of the Caribbean, despite having less resources, are paying significantly higher prices for energy. And if we can lower those costs through the development of clean energy and increased energy efficiency, we could unleash, I think, a whole host of additional investment and growth.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller says Jamaica and the U.S. have committed to strengthening their cooperation in the areas of security, human resource development, and trade. She says other areas of deliberation centered on regional and hemispheric developments, including relations with Cuba and expectations for the 7th Summit of the Americas.
We also discussed strengthening our cooperation in the areas of security and human resource development. We explored additional ways of improving our trade and economic relations, energy security, and renewable energy.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was addressing journalists following a bilateral meeting with President Obama at the Office of the Prime Minister last week. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Athalia Reynolds-Baker and studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.